Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for February 1st, 2018. I'm your host, Zach Hall. Leading today is Apple's Q1 2018 results, which include holiday quarter sales. Apple reported $88.3 billion in revenue, with $20.1 billion in profit. That compares to $78.4 billion in revenue and $17.89 billion in profit from the same quarter a year ago. iPhone sales were actually slightly down, however, with 77.3 million iPhones sold compared to 78.3 million iPhones sold during the same quarter a year ago. While unit sales were down, iPhone revenue actually increased year over year from $54,300 to $61,500 thanks to more expensive iPhones in the lineup. iPad remained flat with 13.2 million iPads sold compared to 13 million iPads sold during the same quarter a year ago. And Mac saw a slight dip from 5.3 million Macs sold a year ago to 5.1 million Macs sold during the most recent holiday quarter. Apple CEO Tim Cook says iPhone X has surpassed the company's expectations and calls it Apple's top-selling iPhone every week since it launched in November. Apple also announced that it saw 1.3 billion active devices used in January, which is a 30% increase from 2 years ago. During Apple's earnings call, Tim Cook made news by revealing that Apple Pay will soon launch in Brazil, marking the first new country to gain Apple Pay in 2018. Shifting gears, Nintendo has announced that Mario Kart will soon be coming to iOS sometime in the next 13 months. Nintendo says the game will be called Mario Kart Tour and be available by March 2019. On the HomePod front, Apple has finally detailed what audio sources can be played on its new smart speaker just over a week before it hits stores. We knew Apple Music and iTunes purchases could be played directly, and Beats 1 and Apple Podcasts are streamable, but Apple has finally updated its website to say HomePod can play iTunes Match. Other audio sources rely on AirPlay for playback. For drivers, a group of ex-iPod engineers have created a new startup called Owl, whose first product is called the Owl Car Cam. Owl features a front-facing camera and a rear-facing camera with LED lights on either side and an LTE cellular connection from AT&T to make videos always viewable. Owl Car Cam will cost $299 with monthly cellular service costing $10 a month. But Owl is launching a special bundle to start that includes both the car cam and a year of service for $349. And in the HomeKit space, we've reviewed Sylvania's Smart Plus LED flexible light strips, which work with Apple's Home app and use Siri. Sylvania's light strips are $30 cheaper than the Philips Hue equivalent and don't require a separate bridge to work. And the HomeKit light strips work exactly the same way with brightness control and color control. The $60 price does have one setback from the $90 Philips Hue version, however. Sylvania only works with HomeKit control, while Philips works with Amazon Echo and several other apps with color effects. Well worth the cost savings if you're only using lighting with HomeKit, however. Check out the full review for more details. Read those stories and much more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5mac Daily in Apple Podcasts, Overcast, or your favorite podcast player to receive new updates Monday through Friday.